Here's a thought I'll title, The Problem with Handheld Photography. And this has become a big issue for me because for the first, almost 40 years of my photographic life, I used a tripod with every single shot because I was using a view camera. You can't use view cameras handheld. So tripods were just a part of the process, particularly when I would travel overseas. They were cumbersome. They were bulky. They were heavy. Face it, tripods are just no fun. So when digital photography came around and I started doing handheld photography, and particularly as I discovered the virtues of a really fast shutter speed and the way to work successfully with higher ISOs, handheld photography became my norm. And for the last 10, 15 years, something like that, I've done nothing but handheld photography, with very few exceptions. I still carry a tripod with me in the truck. I don't take it overseas because it's too bulky, but I have it available as a tool if I need it, and every once in a while I will, particularly for focus stacking, but it's not mandatory. And I've really come to enjoy the freedom of handheld photography. It's quite liberating, and I enjoy being free from the tripod. That said, I've discovered something that I'm not comfortable with, that I have to come to terms with, because I've discovered that my compositions over the last 10 years have gotten a little sloppy, and I do occasionally miss the exactitude that comes with more precise composition and care before clicking the shutter. Tripods slow me down. Maybe that's good. Tripods allow me to compose more critically. That's certainly good. Tripods allow me to line horizons more accurately. That's good. So, what's the resistance? I think the resistance is the fact that it slows me down, and I don't know why that's bothersome. You would think that a slower, contemplative form of photography would be its own reward, particularly in the landscape. But I often find myself wanting to shoot quickly so that I can move on to the next subject, as though volumetric capture is more important than qualitative capture. The truth is, I don't need a tripod anymore to control camera shake or movement that would often make a slightly out-of-focus image. I'll often shoot now to 1/2500th of a second or 1/4000th of a second. I have no problem with camera movement. The pictures are sharp and crisp and clear, and so there's no issue that would require a tripod. But maybe I need to start thinking about a tripod as something other than a means to eliminate camera shake, because it opens up other doors. Obviously, composition and accurate focus stacking are the two that'll come to mind most readily. So, with this in mind, the idea that a tripod is primarily a tool for accurate composition rather than the elimination of camera shake, I've changed my whole approach to a tripod, and although this is a fairly new concept for me, I think it's working very well, and that has required a change of one bit of gear. For years, when I shot with a tripod, I used a ball head. I liked that better than three-axis controls. But one of the weaknesses of the ball head is it's not a very good tool for doing really accurate composition. And since that's become the primary reason to use the tripod, I searched for an alternative, and what I discovered was geared tripod heads. They still allow three-axis movement and control, but instead of doing it by loosening a handle and trying to manually position the camera precisely, the geared tripod head allows me to dial a knob and get things in all three axes to line up very precisely with geared controls. Once upon a time, I had a geared head, and I used it for a couple of years, and then I sold it because it was incredibly heavy. But now they have geared heads that are lighter, smoother, more functional, and I've been using one for the last 12 months or so, and I've found it to be quite effective and quite useful, and it's helping my compositions considerably. I'm still doing a lot of handheld work, But the more I end up having to fuss with compositions and horizontal angles and all of that in Lightroom, the more I'm motivated to use a geared head tripod so that I don't have to do those steps, don't have to throw away those pixels, and can have accurate compositions without a lot of fuss.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.